go and lay my soul to rest, where my life was free and easy. Remember me at my best. Take me back.
Right. Nick DiGilio show continues here on a Wednesday morning, Wildcard Wednesday. That's our music request theme this morning. That's where you pick the music bumps that are played after commercials and after we get back from the news. And so get your requests in now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's any artist, any song, anything. Okay, and we're back. Tom Hush producing, me, I'm Nick DiGilio, and we've got a lot of great stuff coming up. And right now, I would like to welcome to the show the editor of a book called The Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook, which is a new book. And did you know that Chicago has 77 neighborhoods? Did you know that?
No, that's a large number. A larger number than I would have guessed.
It's a large number, and we're going to jump into a bunch of them. And we want to hear from you via text or talk at 312-981-7200 about some of your favorite neighborhoods or some of your favorite things in neighborhoods. And joining me live in studio right now is Martha Bain. Martha, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming down. So are you from Chicago?
I'm actually not.
You're not.
The dirty secret, yeah.
Where are you from?
Seattle.
You're from Seattle.
I've lived here for 25 years.
And how many neighborhoods have you lived in yourself?
I've actually only lived in a couple. I've been located primarily on the Northwest Side.
Ah.
Near Northwest Side.
Northwest Side, yeah. That's
East Village, Ukrainian Village, mm-hmm. Humboldt Park.
Humboldt Park in those areas. I was asking you off the air because I asked you where you live now, what neighborhood you live in now. You said Humboldt Park, and we immediately started discussing Chance the Snapper.
How can you not?
The alligator story.
Yeah, the book had already gone to press when Chance came around, otherwise we could have maybe worked him in. Somehow.
It really was a fun story.
It was really heartwarming and a weird. Like I don't know if you went over there, but there were hundreds, thousands of people out there for a couple of days. People selling paletas, and there was like T-shirts and little kids. It was a cross section of Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. And Chicago, as it says right here, and I'm holding it, 77 neighborhoods.
Well, technically, there are 77 community areas.
Oh, community areas.
These were established in the early 20th century. By sociologists at the University of Chicago, and they've become sort of enshrined. Actually, there were 75, and then later they added on O'Hare and one other one, like mm-hmm. Edgewater or something. So those have become enshrined into like the Chicago maps and the way that the city kind of organizes itself.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of neighborhoods, as you know, there's far, far more than 77.
Yeah,
actually.
They're
constantly changing.
They're constantly changing, and they're constantly making new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like neighborhoods are popping up all the time. Martha Bain is with me. She's the editor of the book, The Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. And if you would like to join us with your favorite neighborhoods or favorite places, the phone lines, text lines are open at 312-981-7200. They keep making new ones.
Yeah, realtors love to do that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there was no, when I was, my family and I, my folks and I lived, I grew up in what is now considered Wrigleyville.
Okay.
I grew up on Addison about six blocks away from Wrigley Field. When I was growing up, that wasn't Wrigleyville. There was no Wrigleyville.
What was it called?
Lakeview. Yeah, it was just Lakeview.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when Wrigley became like a place that wasn't half empty and it wasn't surrounded by gangbangers
mm-hmm.
In a terrible neighborhood, suddenly it was like...
became a desirable attribute.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that happens... How often?
That happens a lot.
Yeah, how often do you think that happens? Like we're suddenly... Like Ravenswood Manor wasn't a thing.
Ravenswood Manor wasn't a thing. I think Ravenswood Manor became a thing maybe when all the politicians started moving in. a little spicier up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it happens with... You know, kind of as the housing trends sort of move around Chicago and people, you know, different neighborhoods get designated as hot or desirable or up and coming or undesirable or what, you know. And also as the demographics change, because I think, you know, back in the day, a lot of the neighborhoods were more defined by their demographic or ethnic component. And now that's kind of out the window.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. And I'm a lifelong Chicagoan. I grew up here.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm proud of it. Never lived anywhere except in the city, like mm-hmm. in no suburbs or anything like that. Always been. I've lived in different neighborhoods within the city. but never lived anywhere but the city. So I love the city. I love it. And I know a lot of people do. And I know it means a lot. Like, this is a city that means a lot to me. Like, it's my heart and soul. So I've watched the neighborhoods in the city alter and change, mm-hmm. And become different and get, as we all know, many of the neighborhoods get gentrified and, mm-hmm. and change like that. Because when I was growing up, Logan Square was not what it is now.
No.
At all. And so many other neighborhoods, the same thing. Do you think that is that more of a thing that happens here in this city, do you think? Or does that happen in major cities everywhere?
I think it happens in major cities everywhere. I think it's accelerated or exacerbated by, you know, the actions of local government and the real estate market and things like that. And that changes, that happens in different cities at different speeds.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I mean, you look at any place, like you look at New York, but you also, San Francisco, Seattle, where I'm from, has experienced wild neighborhood change in the time since I left there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a relatively universal phenomenon, but it's also not, it's not across the board across Chicago. You know, the South Side isn't gentrifying.
That's true.
So
that's true.
And it's interesting. One of the things that I really noticed in the book was that how the different ways that the contributors to the book talked about neighborhood change, because the book is almost obsessed with the idea of neighborhood change.
I mean,
some of it's nostalgia and some of it's more forward looking. But on the South Side, people talk a lot about people writing about neighborhoods on the South and West Sides talked a lot about disinvestment and the sort of the legacies of redlining and segregation. And people on the North Side talk about gentrification. And that was really interesting to me.
Yeah. The book is called The Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook, and it's edited by Martha Bain, who joins us live. And if you want to join us, you can at 312-981-7200 with a text. Neighborhoods is what we're talking about, places that you go to and places that you love. 312-981-7200. So you edited the book.
Yes.
How were the writers and the stories chosen for the book?
This book is actually the third in a series of books that Belt Publishing, the small press that I work with, has put out. And so we've done a Cleveland neighborhood guidebook and a Detroit neighborhood guidebook and now a Chicago neighborhood guidebook. And for all of them, we start with an open call for submissions. So put a call for submissions up on our website, spread the word to your networks, try to get outside of your networks and spread the word to other people's networks. And I think I set an initial like 6 month deadline, 6 month window. And then after that, kind of looked at what I had and then strategically tried to reach out and fill some holes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we had a text here from someone. Yeah, we have a text. And again, if you want to join us, you can text us at 312-981-7200 with your comments about certain neighborhoods or places in neighborhoods here in the city. 312-981-7200. 708 area code says, I grew up in Edison Park. What did your guests think of that neighborhood?
Oh, dear. Now I'm going to be put on the spot. I don't know a lot about Edison Park.
It's northwest. Far northwest
side. Yeah, far northwest side. I'm stumped. Sorry.
It's
not.
Okay.
So this is the other thing that I have to confess about the book is it's not comprehensive.
Yeah.
Because if it had been comprehensive, it would be 400 pages long.
No, there's no question about it.
So maybe there'll be a sequel. I don't know. Yeah. But it's definitely selective and idiosyncratic in that way. And as a friend of mine who was visiting from London told me the other day, it's kind of a bait and switch because
mm-hmm.
he bought the book coming to Chicago for the first time in 20 years. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're going to have more questions, I would imagine. And if you want to join us, it's 312-981-7200. Martha Bain is the editor of Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. And we'll continue with our discussion about the guidebook and jump into her favorite selections from the book. And we'll do that here, right here on 720 WGN.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about, lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio, and we're here till 4 a.m. Hey, coming up on the show, a lot of really great topics, including, hey, do you want to wear a scarf that looks like a CVS receipt? Warren Zevon will be celebrating a birthday. Warren Zevon, one of the greatest singer-songwriters of all time, one of my favorites. They do a Warren Zevon birthday celebration every year, and the band Androgynous Mustache plays a bunch of Warren Zevon music and celebrates his birthday because he was one of the greatest. And we'll have two members from that band in to talk about the event and to talk about Warren as well, and much more. We always want to hear from you, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And right now, we are talking about the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook, which is edited by Martha Bain. And Martha is live in studio. Martha, let's continue the conversation.
All right.
So the stories that were chosen, mm-hmm. How were they chosen? I'm sure you had more entries than you could put in the book.
I did. And a lot of them, some of them were pretty easy. We got multiple submissions for some neighborhoods, you know, and then I tried to really... I could only really have like one piece representing each neighborhood with a couple of exceptions because you always need an exception to prove the rule.
Right.
But mostly I just, you know, I wanted stories that told a story. I didn't want pieces that were just kind of historical overviews. I wanted pieces that had personal hooks, personal narratives.
Right.
I tried to look for pieces that, were not completely drenched in nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Did interesting things with, you know, a lot of them are people writing about places where they grew up, how their neighborhoods have changed. But I wanted to look for work that could kind of put an interesting twist on that.
Okay, well, give me some examples of some of the more interesting and favorites of your stories and what makes them distinctive about the city.
One that I really love is a piece about Ashburn.
Mm-hmm.
By Tim Mazurek, which is about kind of growing up as the only only son of a family of women and being taken and, you know, kind of living this very sort of, you know, little kid life without a lot of siblings or playmates necessarily, and going to Vito and Nick's, the pizzeria on the southwest side. And,
by the way, it's a legendary.
Yeah, place. It's great. It's great. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The accents in the bathroom are amazing. but he talks about going to Vito and Nick's as a little kid and kind of looking at the guys working in the kitchen as these models of masculinity that he didn't really have in his day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And it's, I think the phrase he uses is stirring some nascent queerness in me and kind of like trying to and he sort of uses this little story, very sort of small story, as an example of kind of how he found himself and grew into his identity. And I really love that piece.
That's great. And that's a story that you can find, one of many that you can find. And how many stories are in here?
52
stories about neighborhoods.
Well, there's a couple photo essays and some poetry also.
Okay.
And one sketch.
And it's all part of, one of them by my friend Dimitri Samaroff, contributed.
He wrote about Heart of Chicago.
This is the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook, and our guest is Martha Bain. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. And we're talking about neighborhoods in Chicago and some of the best writing about that neighborhood. We have texts coming in.
Great.
Let's see what we've got. And if you want to join us, you can at 312-981-7200. Again, the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook, edited by Martha Bain, is what we're talking about. 630 area code says, I live in the suburbs, and when my kids were little, we used to make a destination of many of the ethnic neighborhoods like Chinatown, Devon Avenue, and Greektown.
Mm-hmm.
I still love going to visit those neighborhoods. In the early 90s, I lived in Lakeview near Belmont and Racine. I loved all of the funky little restaurants and places like The Alley.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sad when I go to that neighborhood now and all I see are Starbucks and Target. Nothing against those chains, but the neighborhood had lost its character. That's a thing that we talk about all the time.
There's actually a piece in the book that speaks to that very thing, and it's a piece that I also really love. I mean, I love them all, but
yeah.
It's by Emily Mack, and it's about that. It's about the corner of Clark and Belmont, basically. And but what's really interesting about it is that she's a pretty young writer, and so she's not bogged down in the nostalgia for the Punkin' Donuts or whatever that you know people of our generation might be.
Yeah, yeah.
And she writes about kind of skipping high school and going to hang out at the Starbucks with her friends and how for her that was an exciting third space where she could, you know, be cool. And it puts a totally fresh twist on the question of neighborhood development.
It totally does. And I never even get, because I'm old and I complain all the time about everything.
It's,
It's I never think of that kind of perspective. Like, yeah, what about a young person who likes the Starbucks?
Or it's the only option.
Yeah.
You know, she's still getting something out of it.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that piece for making me look at that corner of Chicago in a different way.
Yeah. And then you'll get people.
I'm the same. You'll get people to walk.
Exactly. You'll get people to walk up to them and go, you don't know anything about this neighborhood. There's a Punkin' Donuts in the alley.
I'll tell you, Sonny. Yeah. Yeah.
The only good place now is L&L. That's it.
Exactly. Which hopefully as a high school student she wasn't going to.
Yeah. Now, so where did that piece come from again?
Her name's Emily Mack. Came in out of the transom. I don't know her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really, I've never really even thought about it. I think a lot of people have not really thought about it from that perspective. Like, hey, you know, I'm young. I like to hang out in this neighborhood, even though it's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she doesn't know what it used to be.
Except
for what her annoying parents keep telling her.
630 area code says, I grew up on the far west side along Austin Boulevard in the 60s and 70s during the white flight era. Is Austin the largest neighborhood in the city?
It is in Chicago. It is technically the largest geographic neighborhood in the city of Chicago. And there's the very first piece in the book is about Austin and talks right about that, about kind of the strange dislocation of crossing the border from Austin into Oak Park and how everything suddenly changes.
Yeah.
And that's a really beautiful piece also.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, I was mentioning, you know, some of the places that I lived. And I guess that would be Austin when I lived off of Grand between Central and Austin.
Grand kind of goes like
it does, and it's
like
it,
up here. So it,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
moving. I'm making a shape with my hands.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yeah, but yeah, I guess that was Austin. I just wasn't aware of that, and I lived there for a while too. With my folks. It's an interesting neighborhood.
Yeah, and Shayna Warfield, who wrote the piece, she writes about, you know, growing up and not really seeing any white people when she was growing up in Austin until. Suddenly, she started traveling around, you know, got a little bit older and traveled across the border. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, look, the streets are fixed and there's all these white people over here.
Yeah.
And it's like really, it's sobering.
How many neighborhoods are kind of like that? Like it's you're, you know, things are not taken care of here and then you can go four blocks over and everything is great.
I think you see that. Oak Park to Austin is particularly profound because it's Oak Park. It's not actually in the city of Chicago anymore.
Right.
But, but yeah, I think you see it. You see it all over the city.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I couldn't put a number on it, but I think areas. You know, I mean, you especially your neighborhoods on the south side or on the west side. Often, you'll talk to people, and they really like people define their neighborhood as block by block.
Yeah.
There's the block club, and that's the organizing principle of the area. And like that block's good, and the next block's not good.
Yeah.
And it's really micro level like that.
That's true. We're talking about the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. I'm Nick DiGilio here. I'm your host. Tom Hush is producing this morning. We're here. And if you want to join us, it's 312-981-7200. Martha Bain is the editor of the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. It's funny. I was just going to mention my producer, Tom Hush. He's in Uptown. He lives in Uptown, which is a real interesting neighborhood and always has been. And has never, other neighborhoods have become, you know, more generic and more gentrified over the years. But somehow Uptown still has kind of avoided that. Uptown's still lovely and weird.
Yeah. Uptown has really strong community organizations. And I think it's got a lot of, obviously has a lot of social service organizations in it that, and a lot of affordable housing still, and relative to the rest of the North Side in particular. And it's got this really, really multifaceted, diverse population.
It really does. So. And, you know, it's funny because I was thinking, I wanted to mention Uptown. I wanted to mention my producer, Tom, who lives in Uptown. And it's always been one of my favorite neighborhoods. And one of the reasons why I like it is because it's so diversified and weird. Like you could, and it is, you mentioned block by block. That's one of those neighborhoods.
Uptown's kind of different block by block too in its own way. Yeah.
It really is. I mean, you look at I'm glad that it has not lost. I don't hang out there as much as I used to when I was a drinking man because I was at the Green Mill all the time. So I don't hang out in the neighborhood as much as I used to. But I've always liked it, and as I lived in Andersonville, which is a neighboring neighborhood of Uptown, not very far from Uptown, as I lived in Andersonville, I became aware of how much that neighborhood was changing. Because when I first moved in to Andersonville was a completely different neighborhood than it is now. There was much more ethnic, much more ethnicity, it was much more Swedish, which it still is at its core. But there were no, I mean, I remember the uproar when a Starbucks was going to be mm-hmm. open there, and they closed down the local florist, and the neighborhood was in an uproar. And now, if you go to Andersonville, there's chains yeah. everywhere. But I noticed that, and it never really spread as much east to get to Uptown.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to know more about kind of like the patterns of property ownership in Uptown. Like, I wonder, is it just harder? Like, displacement just seems to have not really had as much success over there.
Yeah.
And again, just to go back to the book, the piece about Uptown in the book is really beautiful because it's by a guy named Vitaly Vladimirov, who's an urban planner and who did a project. I think it was for one of his master's projects, basically setting up shop on a street corner in Uptown and asking people to write down their memories on Post-it notes when they pass by. So he has these binders full of Post-it notes with things that people remember about Uptown, whether it was from last year or 20 years ago or whatever. And then he uses those as kind of the spine of the essay that he wrote for the piece. And they're really great little snippets of history.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. Are there a couple that stand out?
I mean, I'd have to look in the book.
Yeah, you'd have to look in the book.
It's over there.
I got it in front of you. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? We'll break here.
Okay.
And so we're gonna continue the conversation with Martha Bain. And more Chicago stories are coming up here with Martha Bain. She's the editor of Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. What are your must visit places and what are your favorite neighborhoods? Send us a text at 312-981-7200 with your picks or call us. And we continue. All right. The Nick DiGilio show continues it's night now, but we're here through the morning at 4 a.m. And we're in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. Remember, it's Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. That is our theme for the morning. You guys, the listeners, you listen and you pick the songs. You pick the bumps coming back from the news and from the breaks, and we start that theme a little bit later on in the show, and it's Wild Card Wednesday, so that means you pick the song, 312-981-7200 for your request, and it's any artist, any song, anything on this Wednesday morning. Later on, you get to play Know Your Onion if you call in, and be one of the first two to call in. Know Your Onion is a game where Tom will read you a newspaper headline, and you have to decide whether it's real or from The Onion. And you'll win some prizes. So there you go. And right now we are speaking with Martha Bain, who's the editor of the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook, and our talk continues right now. Martha, we are here, and so we were talking a little bit about a piece, specifically an Uptown piece.
Yes,
that's in the book, because the book is written by people who have memories of great neighborhoods or stories about great neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and they were submitted to you, and you edited them. And this particular one that we're going to talk about here now is about the great neighborhood of Uptown.
So this one is called Uptown, A Trip to the Argyle Museum of Memories, and it's by a guy named Vitaly Vladimirov, who's an urban planner, and he did this project as his part of his master's thesis, where he posted up on a corner in on Argyle Street and over a span of months, I think, and asked people to write down their memories of the neighborhood on Post-it notes, and he collected them all.
And he was out on the street.
Yeah, just had a little, you know,
like a kiosk or something.
Yeah, I don't know if it was actually a kiosk, maybe a little table or something like that. So there are a wide range of just little snippets, like just tiny one sentence long histories from people who live there, from people who are just passing through. One of them, like once, when my mom immigrated from the Philippines, Argyle was the first neighborhood she would come whenever she felt homesick. As an adult, I still come here for food. Mm-hmm. I go to Hong Kee because that's where my parents took me when I was little, and the owner still knows me. And that's it.
Yeah.
It's just a little perfect little thing. Another one that I liked was someone wrote, back in 1984, we were evicted and moved to the Argyle area. I attended Stewart Elementary. I recall feeling like I was the odd one out, yet made a couple of friends. My mom and I bonded more with little knowledge of the area. And now that she has passed, I look at that time fondly as in that time we only had each other.
Mm.
So that's like a really personal history that's grounded in this memory of place.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like this piece a lot.
Yeah, that's great. Martha Bain is here. She's the editor of the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. Which is available, Martha. People can get it.
It is available
online and at Amazon.
You can get it online at your online retailer of choice or directly from Belt Publishing, beltpublishing.com.
Beltpublishing.com. Yeah. You also have an event upcoming that we want to tell you about. It's the Empty Bottle Book Club on Sunday, January 26th at 3 p.m. And Empty Bottle is over on Western Avenue. Are you going to read from the book? Are you going to have people who wrote stories there?
I am not. This was an event that was organized completely independent of me. And I need to, it was a, because the Empty Bottle has a book club.
Yes,
and
they
every
do.
Month, one of the participants will nominate, book club, participants nominate a book to be the book of the month. So someone nominated this book, and they voted, And when I found out, I was thrilled.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I've been going to the Empty Bottle for a really long time, and not so much anymore. But yeah, and so I was really excited about that. And so I'm hoping. I actually need to get in touch with them and see. I don't want to be weird. Like, I don't know, is it weird if the editor shows up at the book
function,
club meeting and then the people feel like they can't speak freely? But I would love to come. Like, maybe I'll see if I can go at the end and you have half an hour and answer questions or something if they want.
Okay. Well, anyway.
So, that's but anybody else can go.
Empty Bottle Book Club. It's on Sunday, January 26th at 3 p.m. It's 1035 Northwestern Avenue. What do they call the neighborhood that Empty Bottle is in?
I think that's Ukrainian Village?
Is it Ukrainian? I think it is Ukrainian Village.
It's the very north end of the Ukrainian Village.
Right. Empty Bottle Book Club, Sunday, January 26th at 3 o'clock at 1035 Northwestern Avenue. Okay. We got more texts coming in.
Oh.
We would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Chewy says, hi, great show. It seems nowadays when a neighborhood gets gentrified, they add a west to it, like a West Humboldt Park or a West Rogers Park. Is that that's a thing, right?
That's totally a thing. And actually, it's really funny. I was just on California Avenue earlier today, right at, like, California and Augusta, where the California Clipper is.
Sure.
And the California Clipper, under new management, I don't remember who owns it now, but there's a something stenciled on the side of the building that says the East Edge of West. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Like, they're trying to, like we're in Humboldt Park, but we're on the east side of Humboldt Park.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really interesting. Yeah.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Coming up here on the show as we continue. A couple more texts here. Growing up in Chicago, neighborhoods were This is. I love this. I love this. This is a nostalgic thing.
Mm-hmm.
But neighborhoods were defined by the parish that you belonged to. I still tell people that I grew up around St. Ben's. That was the parish.
And because that's a great thing. Like, you can organize Chicago by so many other things. Obviously, you can organize it by ward. You can organize it by parish. You can organize it by transit route or something, you know. So neighborhood is what you make it.
Yeah, absolutely. 312 area code says, what about the Bush, Grand Crossing, South Chicago, Avalon Park, Pill Hill, Burnside, and East Side?
There's a East Side. The Bush itself is not in the in the book per se, but there's a piece about East Side.
Mm-hmm.
About growing up in East Side. There's another piece about, this is going to also undermine my credibility, but I cannot pronounce Hegwisch to save my life. Did I do that right?
I think you did.
I did.
Oh, I think you just did, yes.
Okay. So there's Hegwisch, East Side, and that whole sort of Calumet area is represented
in the book.
Yeah.
Martha Bain is with me, and we're talking about the Chicago North Neighborhood Guidebook, which you can get online, and you can go to belt.com, you said?
Beltpublishing.com.
Beltpublishing.com to get it, as well as online. And we're talking about the stories that are in the book, Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. And if you want to join us, talk or text us at 312-981-7200. So now, do you have some favorite neighborhoods in the city? I mean, obviously you like Humboldt Park because you live there.
I do, although I'm, like, again, speaking of the gentrification, I'm it's becoming unaffordable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of the people who lives right on the 606.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you've been following what's going on in City Hall right now, but there's this proposal to like put a moratorium on demolitions along the 606 and try to control the like rampant development that's happening in the neighborhood. So that's definitely affecting me to some degree. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pick a favorite neighborhood.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, there's lots that I like, and I'm curious about lots of Chicago neighborhoods. I'm curious about Beverly.
Mm.
I've been down to Beverly recently, and again, a neighborhood I've not spent a lot of time in before. And
what was it made you so curious when you went? Was there anything specific about the place that you thought, you know, I want to learn more about Beverly?
Well, I like Scott Smith's piece in the book is about Beverly, and it's about trying to integrate Beverly. And so I think that that's really interesting. And it's right in the narrative of Chicago, it seems like it's really far away. In my narrative of Chicago, it seems like it's very far away from like downtown and sort of the central business district. And it feels far from what we think of as like the Black Belt on the South Side. But it's not. It's right next to Chatham. It's like it's right there. And so that was sort of surprising to me when I finally started like sort of driving around and spending more time on the Southwest Side. I was like, oh, this is all. It's all really attached to each other. And there's this perception in the popular narrative that it's this isolated island, that like the far Southwest Side of like Beverly and Mount Greenwood, this sort of like separate sphere from the rest of the South Side. It's all just right up.
It's right there.
Right all there. Yeah. So, and it's really pretty.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hang on a second. We're going to continue. We're continuing the conversation. And it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Tom Hush is producing. We got the news that you need to know on the show. And then more with Martha Bain, editor of the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. And you can tell us your stories from the city. Text or call 312-981-7200. The Nick DiGilio Show continues here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline Studio. I'm Nick DiGilio, your host. Tom Hush is producing, and Vic Vaughn is reporting on the news throughout the morning. Coming up, we will be talking with members of the band Androgynous Mustache. Warren Zevon, who is one of my favorite singer-songwriters, who is one of the best musical artists of all time, who, by the way, is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Has never been nominated. Def Leppard's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I just want to let people know that. Anyway, the 10th annual Warren Zevon birthday bash is happening Wednesday, January 22nd at Space in Evanston. Chris Anderson and Charlie Short from Androgynous Mustache are the band that's hosting it. And they've done this. This will be the 10th one. And they play a whole bunch of Warren Zevon music, celebrate the life of that great singer-songwriter. And we'll be talking with them. Also, Wildcard Wednesday, you can get your requests in. You're Wildcard Wednesday. Every morning we have you. Call in or text in your requests. There's a different theme every morning for what we do when we come back from commercials and what music we play when we come out of the news, and you pick it. And today's Wild Card Wednesday. That's any artist, any song, anything. So there you go. All right, our conversation continues with Martha Bain, who is the editor of the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. Martha, welcome back.
Thank you.
And having a great time talking about this conversation. The Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook is stories that are shared by people who live in different neighborhoods or lived in different mm-hmm. neighborhoods, all gathered together and put into one book by Martha.
Mm-hmm.
They cover a bunch of, there's 52, you said, stories.
Yes.
Something like that.
I'm going to double down on that.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you put them all in one book, and it's about a celebration of these neighborhoods and things like that.
Yes.
And it's a really great book. So, let's see. We have a person here. Before the break, we were talking about Beverly.
Yes.
And your fascination with Beverly and more recently your visit there and how you want to really learn a little bit more.
Yeah, I actually went down to Beverly to go to visit a pizzeria owned by the woman who's the subject of the piece about Englewood, who's Tamar Manasseh, who is the founder of MASC, which is an organization called Mothers Against Senseless Killings. Anyway, she's an Englewood activist, but she opened up a pizza shop in Beverly. And I went down there to check it out and to meet her. And that was sort of like what took me down there. And I was just, you know, driving around the neighborhood. I'd never really spent that much time there. And yeah. I was just really interested. But it seemed like another, again, a neighborhood that has a lot of contrasts and
interesting
history.
Our text number and phone number, we want to hear from you. Text or call at 312-981-7200, talking about Chicago neighborhoods. And speaking of Beverly, we have someone who lived in Beverly for 55 years. And her name is Marguerite. Let's welcome her to the show. Marguerite, welcome.
Hi, Nick. I have lived here 55 years. I've been listening to you for 35 years. Oh. We have a really nice, stable neighborhood. We've got parks. We have pools. We've got stores. We have great transportation, close to hospitals. It's just a very nice neighborhood with medium price houses. And I think we are the hilliest section of the city. Beautiful home. It's at the top of Longwood Drive.
Mm.
Yes, it does have hills. I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we are the only one. The Irish Castle is at the top of the hill.
The Irish
and
Castle.
And Beverly Arts Center, where we have a lot of, you know, plays and activities. So it's a great neighborhood.
Okay. All right, Marguerite. Thank you. There you go. That's good to hear.
Yeah, and I actually could put in this. Nothing is confirmed yet, but there's a possibility that I will be doing an event at the Beverly Arts Center later in 2020 around this book.
By the way, what's the name of the pizza place?
It's called Peace Pizza.
Oh.
I think it might have closed. Actually, I think I read something really recently that they closed it down or was on hiatus.
Yeah, because Rick Nielsen owns a place in Bucktown.
No.
Called Peace.
Oh, no, wait. Shoot.
That's okay. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
It's late. It's really late.
It is late. It is, yes.
Of pizza?
Piece of pizza.
P-E-A-C-E pizza?
Okay.
No, I'm blanking. I'm sorry.
That's
it's
okay.
Late.
That's all right. All right. Well, the book, again, is available. And we're talking with Martha Bain, editor of the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. And you can get it online. And also, one more time, I want to mention that that event at the Empty Bottle Book Club. The Empty Bottle has a book club, and someone chose the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook as Book of the Month. And so on Sunday, January 26th at 3 o'clock, they're going to talk about it. And that's at 1035 North Michigan Avenue at the Empty Bottle.
And if they won't let me come, I'm just going to sit outside the door with, like, a glass.
Just listen.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about one more piece.
Oh, gosh, I have to pick one more, just one? Okay.
Yeah.
They're all really great. I think one of the ones that I really love is the piece about South Shore.
South Shore, okay.
Which is also, if you've been paying attention, has also been much in the news this week because of the horrible, horrible flooding that happened. The other night was just like coming up into people's basements and all this lakefront property down there. And so South Audrey Petty, who's a writer, and wrote this beautiful essay about moving to South Shore with her family and kind of discovering, its hidden beauties and charms and its sort of secret beaches. It's really, it's stunningly beautiful. I don't know if you've ever been to South Shore, but it's really, just all of these really grand sort of like, you know, apartment buildings right on Lakeshore Drive. And then kind of you get a little bit further inland and it's just like rows and rows of bungalows. And it's a really, it's a beautiful neighborhood. And she weaves this sort of essay around her own discovery of this as a place where she and her family found some peace and stability and all of this natural beauty with the shooting of Harith Augustus, the barber who was shot on 2 summers ago by the Chicago police. And so it's sort of a very bittersweet essay that's talking about, again, the contradictions embedded in a lot of Chicago neighborhoods.
Yeah. Okay. That's one of many stories that are featured in the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. Martha Bain is the editor of the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook, and you can get it at online bookstores anywhere. And one more time with the website.
beltpublishing.com. And it's also available in your local independent bookstore.
Yes, in your local independent bookstore. Yes, we always want to remember to mention that. So, Martha, a pleasure to talk to you again.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And the book is really, really terrific.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Martha, hang out, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay,
that's Martha Bain, editor of the Chicago Neighborhood Guidebook. The Nick DiGilio Show will continue when it is continuing. When we bring in Chris Anderson and Charlie Short from Androgynous Mustache to talk about the great Warren Zevon, singer-songwriter, as they celebrate his birthday with the 10th annual Warren Zevon Birthday Bash. And that's coming up on 720 WGN.